Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Today on the World Cafe, we talk with Adam Gardner, Ryan Miller, and Brian Rosenworcel of Guster. The band has a new album called Evermotion, produced by Richard Swift, who has worked in the past with Foxygen, The Shins, and other indie bands as a producer and musician. The album is very fresh and a bit of a new sound for Guster. We're going to hear a performance recorded in front of an audience at World Cafe Live, which was actually only the third time the band had played the new songs. Recently celebrating 20 years together, Guster is a band with a solid fan base, but one that may not necessarily be growing. They're a fans band. And it's a fan base who may be more interested in familiar songs than new things. In fact, I posited that they may leave for the bar when the band introduces the new stuff. Well, this new album seems to me to be a bid to step outside the box that is Guster music and maybe find some new fans.
On some level, I feel like the box exists, but that our fans wouldn't even leave for the new stuff. I don't want to like take that part for granted, but it was the box. We wanted the box to get bigger. We didn't want to just be inclusive of the fans. I think that's the thing that we've been fighting against for so long, you know, especially in the last 15 years since we made Lost and Gone Forever, was, well, okay, people have decided what it is, and it's not even about making sure the fans don't go drink beer, but we share a lot of the same musical tastes as you do, and probably a lot of your listeners do, and it's sophisticated and contemporary, and we've made some choices in our career that have probably not been helpful in some imaging ways, and it would be great to, you know, we have contemporaries that we feel like we would like to be in the same box with, but we're in a different box, and we've made records that I think this record is our strongest sort of shot at sort of getting people to recognize that we've grown up or matured or insert
totally
here.
And to that end, I think part of what you did was go to work with Richard Swift. And what were the conversations like about going to work with him?
He kind of popped up for a bunch of us. We were listening to the Foxygen record and the last two Damian Jurado records, and we're like, wow, these sound great. And they were all produced by Richard Swift. We have Eric Johnson from the Fruit Bats as a friend in common. He made the introduction, but it was pretty much our one choice. We're like, let's see if Richard Swift will work with us.
It was just sort of where we were. I mean, I think, you know, over the course of this conversation, we were going to talk a lot about being free and getting weird and really pushing the boundaries. And all of those things applied to Swift's recordings and what we had heard sort of anecdotally about his personality and his approach. And it just felt like the move. We've made records with Steve Lillywhite. We've made records at Bearsville and Record Plant and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the way. And the concept of going to Cottage Grove, Oregon and making this record really fast without pre-production and the way that we sort of understood him to make records just felt so dangerous for us that it was kind of the only move. As we're talking about with our manager, Dalton, he's like, yeah, this is the only thing. This is your only move. You have to get weird. You have to go out. You have to get scared.
Well, you know, you say weird, and in some ways, yeah, because it is not what you would necessarily expect from Guster. But the things that are always strong with Guster, strong melodies and song structures are really there and are brought forward in a completely different manner. I mean, you have to get all the way into this record to Gangway before you hear, you know, acoustic guitars up front, right?
Right.
Yeah. And well, tell you what, let's go to the stage at World Cafe Live.
Yeah.
Because you begin with a couple of songs from here that are sort of what I'm talking about. Because I think moments into this first song, Long Night, you're going to go, I love the Glockenspiel. This is called Long Night. Thank you.
That's
That is Doing It By Myself, and before that, Long Night. Though that is Guster, folks. That is new, new music from Guster. And really strong new songs from the new album called Ever Emotion, done live. And I will be the eyes of our audience to say how excited you guys seem to be on stage to play this music live.
Well, this is our third show.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and like, no joke. First, this is the third show that we've played these new songs. We haven't played any of these songs previously to what was it, Tuesday or something?
Yeah. We're pretty scared on stage.
Yeah.
Though.
So we're in that weird moment. We're in that weird zone where everything feels fresh. So things are really uncomfortable. But when things, you know, when things are this new, they also just feel so exciting. Like, I don't think I've had that much fun playing that song. We just played Simple Machine today, and I just don't think it ever felt that fun, you know, because we're still in the discovery mode and we're not in the, oh, here comes the rote part of our touring. So it's way scarier, but it's also really, it's very electric in that sense of, like, we're still figuring out these nuances and where we can push and where we can pull and where we turn up and where we turn down. So it's really, and these songs are also, they seem to be a little bit more dynamic than maybe some of our other material, where, you know, we play Do You Love Me at the end and it kind of goes and we strum and it's a great, I think it's a great pop song, but these, the ebbs and flows feel much more dramatic to me in a really exciting way, in a really evocative way.
Well, our radio audience just had a chance to hear what we're talking about. And when you say scared, do you mean scared, uh-oh, I'm going to mess this up because the parts are a little more complicated than normal, or are you trepidatious about the audience's response?
No, I mean, I you know, a part of this whole journey was really trusting ourselves and trying to block out whatever anybody was going to think about it or how it was going to be received. And, you know, we kind of have an ethos of the band of, we just put our heads down and do our work, and that's the best thing you can do, and hope that, and we've landed on our feet for the most part over the last, you know, 20 plus years, and because, again, there is no other move. I mean, you know, it sounds pretentious, but we're artists, and the best idea wins, and so we're really trying to make something that we love, and then I guess hope that the fans love it, but we don't really put the fans' concept of what the band is in mind necessarily when we were creating the record.
Guster are our guests today, and tell you what, why don't you explain to people who don't know who Richard Swift is some of the things he's done in the past, and then we talk a little bit about what it was like. There's a little video that went with this of you guys in the studio. It looks kind of fun.
Well, I think Swift came up as a solo artist, and then early on just kind of had a lot of really cool fans of his band. So he just kind of got enmeshed in the cool dude West Coast scene really early, just because he made these kind of off-kilter folk records that were really interesting. And then, I don't know, like, he kind of came on my radar, like Brian said, through our friend Eric Johnson from Fruit Bats, who knew him forever. And Eric had basically said 4 years ago, hey, I got this guy, Richard, and he's amazing, and his star is ascending, and I think you guys would hit it off. So he had sort of put the bug in my ear, and I'd forgotten about it. And then I think, as Brian said, like the two Damian Jurado records came up, and I was like, oh, these sound cool. Who did that? Swift. And then for me, you know, when I heard the Foxygen record that he played drums on, and I was like, it was one of my favorite records that year, and I was like, this is incredible. This has got to be our guy. And he was working with the Shins, I think, at that point. And then when we were working, he's working with the Black Keys as well. But he's also made a bunch of other records we really like too.
He's just in his prime, I think, with just, every day it seems like he's either on the road or recording a record. He's just so productive on this front. And what he brought out of us was incredible. Like, we never, like Ryan was saying, we've never worked that quickly or easily. And he pulled us out of our heads. I think a lot of our past records, we were thinking too much, and we would overanalyze and break things down into their parts and analyze every little piece, where he kept the gestalt in mind, where it's like, what's the, you know, how's this coming across as an entire piece, and to trust ourselves as musicians. So it was really empowering, which was very different than our experience on the last record.
Luke, you've been the new guy, the fourth guy for a while, but now you had a fifth guy. Kind of, it seems like he kind of became a member for this.
With Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, he was right there in the trenches with us when we were working out these songs. I mean, we've been writing this record for 2.5 years, although I don't feel as though we'd ever play these songs actually correctly for the first time until we got them as complete takes on the record. So to me, what's also awesome is that one of Swift's greatest strengths was empowering the four of us. The first, we got in there the very first day, we cut the song called Lazy Love. And that was actually the very first time we'd played that song in that manner, front to end, correctly, and that's the take. And so what the audience is hearing is the band performing in real time for the first time these songs. And then, you know, that's how they stand now on the record.
Yeah, well, let's
and a lot of that's to Swift's credit. You know.
Let's listen to Lazy Love live, because it's not that much different from the record, and it sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. One, two, three, four. Wake on up. Let's not get lazy, love. We're always too lazy, love. We're wasting our time. And we came up. We were amazing, love. We were amazing, love. We were divine.
That is Lazy Love. That is another one of the new ones from Evermotion, the new Guster album. And when that drops into the song from the vocals, it's just thrilling. That's a cool
song. You know, it's funny because I feel like we're giving Swift, like, you know, we're talking about Swift. And, I mean, the fact is we recorded 14 songs in 3.5 weeks. So there wasn't like a ton of time for, like, we kind of were, I thought he was going to be a co-writer and be like, oh, Swift will come up with all these ideas. But like, and he did, but he also didn't. Like, we came in with like, we rehearsed them enough to the point that we didn't over rehearse them, but the Lazy Love thing is a perfect example where he kind of shown his where his producer strengths came through, because we were kind of strumming or something at the beginning and we came in and it was just, he just had vocals and we were like, what are you doing? He's like, this is it. And I'm like, I don't, and he's like, shh, just listen. And it was one of those things where I'm like, oh man, he's like one little move, like they didn't,
He muted the acoustic guitar.
And it was like one of those things, like, oh, this is what great producers do. They don't, oh, we got to change this thing. What are the lyrics about? We got to do all this. He muted the guitar and was like, don't be afraid to mute the guitar. And I was really afraid. And I was like, wait, I can't be afraid. hold my hand, tell me everything's going to be okay, Richard.
Well, if you guys had been writing these and working on these for 2.5 years, there's no way he could.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, sort break of. Into that. Well, I wanted to finish off with Simple Machine, a story about where this fit in to the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's another one where we kind of got in the studio and just totally reinvented the song. We had a sequencer and we put a drum machine on it, and suddenly we were sounding more like Devo and Kraftwerk than Guster, and we're just like, okay, go with it.
Yeah,
and that's where it ended up.
Yeah, and not to mention it's a great song. This is Simple Machine. Well, you start with a good song, you might change things up, but sounds absolutely fantastic. That is Simple Machine. That is another one from Guster's Evermotion. Congrats, guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.